Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. We're sitting down with City Administrator Mike Nardini, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the new police chief, the selection process, and what it means going forward. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella, as usual.
Evan, thanks once again for having me here today.
So the new police chief has been selected. Can you tell me a little bit more about him and his background?
Sure, Evan. And the gentleman's name for our new police chief is Robert Bokensky. And who Robert Bokensky is he's a captain for the Ocean City, Maryland Police Department. A little bit about Ocean City, Maryland, is it's generally a tourist destination in Maryland. And usually when you look at the town itself, the population on the weekends tends to spike up right around between 90,000 during the off-season all the way to 300,000 during the summer seasons being a tourist destination. And with Bokensky currently serving as a captain for the Ocean City Police Department, it's a rather large department that they have in Ocean City. It's my understanding for Ocean City they have right around 105 sworn officers that are full-time year-round. During the summer times when the population spikes up in the community upwards to 300,000, they hire another 100 seasonal part-time officers as well. So Captain Bokensky and the Ocean City Police Department is a rather large department. Captain Bokensky currently serves as the captain and the commander over the criminal investigation unit for the Ocean City Police Department. Now, as far as Robert's background in general, he has 32 years of law enforcement experience at all levels in public safety. And I think it's a fair statement that anyone that gets a chance to visit with Robert, you quickly find out that he's a very, very knowledgeable individual and has a significant amount of experience and leadership experience in all fields of the public safety sector with that. So for our needs and looking at our particular position, Evan, I feel he brings a great deal of experience and knowledge to the community, which should serve us well going forward in the future.
And the two other candidates on the docket were from Iowa. One of them was the current interim Pella Police Chief, David Buechelman, and Jeff Urach from Muscatine. Was there something that stood out about Bokensky?
I want to say first and foremost, Evan, when you look at the candidates, in particular the three final candidates, all three candidates are tremendous individuals, and all three of them would be assets to the city of Pella. Obviously, Lieutenant David Buechelman has done a tremendous job as interim chief, and everyone is in the community is well aware of Lieutenant Buechelman. I think the distinguishing characteristic when it boils down to as far as the selection of the police chief is ultimately the candidate who meets the department's needs and the community's needs the closest. Captain Bokensky, with his years of experience, significant amount of experience in 32 years, significant amount of time spent in criminal investigations, those bode well for the community. So, Evan, one of the things that I think is very important to note is all three candidates, fine individuals, great individuals, would have been assets for the city of Pella. The decision was ultimately based on who met the community and the police department's needs the closest.
Now, the selection process has been going on for 3 months, and that process has gone through several steps. If you could take us through what actually occurred to get us to the point of selecting a chief.
That's a great question, Evan. It's been a rather significant process. Chief Marcinkowski actually gave notice of his impending retirement in late July. And so the very first thing right out of the gate what we had to sort out from city administration standpoint was to appoint an interim chief. And as I stated earlier, Lieutenant David Buechelman has done an excellent job for the city of Pella. And David Buechelman, I think, as most people are well aware, is just an outstanding individual and has done been an asset for the city of Pella for a number of years. Once we appointed Lieutenant Buechelman as the acting chief, we were able to really to kick off our process as far as looking for the chief. And generally, the rule of thumb is if the process keeps moving forward, it takes about 90 days to hire a new police chief. And the reason why it takes such a long time is with the police chief position in police department, the Pella Police Department, we fall under the civil service requirements for the state of Iowa, and there's a specific process that you have to follow to go through the civil service process to hire a police chief. And so looking at it, Evan, and kind of reeling it up, and I should, before we go on with it, explain the Civil Services Commission's point of view. Under civil service requirements, before you can hire a police chief, the Civil Service Commission has to certify a list of individuals that meet the qualifications to be police chief. And so to get the information for the police chief and some of the logistical steps, what we talk about, normally it's some additional steps for the city administration staff to go through. And where I'm leading with this question, Evan, is when we look at the process and consider it takes about 90 days, significant involvement with the Civil Service Commission, And one of the decisions we made early on in the process was to employ a consultant to assist us in this matter. And who we employed was Mulder and Associates out of Des Moines. And people may be familiar that lived around the central Iowa region with the name Mulder. Mulder is actually Bill Mulder, who used to be the former police chief for the city of Des Moines, assisted us in the process. And really, Bill's expertise came in about as far as keeping the process moving forward, all those logistical steps, getting the documentation ready for the civil service requirements, and also adding a considerable amount of expertise in analyzing the candidates. In our case, Evan, we had roughly 65 individuals that applied for the Pella Police Chief position. And from that 65, Mulder and Associates came to the city with a list of 15 recommended individuals for the Civil Service Commission. The Civil Service Commission further narrowed down the list of the 15 and they cut the list in about in half. Once the Civil Service Commission portion of the search was completed, we met and Mulder and Associates performed additional interviews with all the candidates that were left on that were certified by the Civil Service Commission. And from that point, we selected our finalist. From that point forward, what we did, Evan, as far as the interview process, it was a two-day process where we had a community meet and greet for the candidates, involved significant community input. And so, Evan, it's a rather lengthy process, one that just in kind of summary, that involved a significant amount of input from key community stakeholders. And ultimately, at the end of the day, as I've stated before, we had three great candidates as far as final candidates. All of them would have been assets to the city of Pella. And the decision, to answer your original question, was made on the candidate that best matched the needs of both the community and the police department.
That takes us through the process and our police chief appointee, Robert Bukinski. And he will start in January, correct?
Yes. Robert's first day with the city is scheduled to start on January 24th, 2012. So.
Thanks again for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us and explaining the process behind the police chief selection. You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. We sat down with Mike Nardini, city administrator here in Pella. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.